This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD board members last night voted down a proposal that would have nearly eliminated transit security and redirected the money to hire social outreach workers instead. Board member Vince Buzik of Westminster was a no vote.
This isn't a defunding the police resolution. It's an elimination of the police. And my constituents up here are pretty strongly opposed.
Aurora will conduct an independent review of its police department. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The probe will look into the police department's practices, hiring processes, and leadership structure. The announcement on Tuesday was made hours after Elijah McClain's family said they were suing the city and its police officers. McClain died after an encounter with police and paramedics last year. A firm specializing in civil rights and public safety will look into use of force policies and other practices like arrests and searches. It's a separate, much larger investigation for a department already facing probes from the city, the state, and federal authorities. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Voters in Colorado Springs won't decide in November whether businesses should begin charging for plastic bags. The Gazette reports the city council voted down a proposed ballot question Tuesday. Voters in Aspen will decide in November whether to extend a higher sales tax in the city to help pay for education. The Aspen Times reports the city council decided to refer that question to voters Tuesday. Without voter approval, a 0.3% sales tax increase will expire at the end of next year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.